Is life a bowl of cherries? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with a thought for today. Is life a bowl of cherries? Well, now, the term and the phrase there mean, is life wonderful? Is life good? Is life filled with every beautiful, uplifting, fantastic, glorious experience that we could ever want or ever know? Is life something so magnificent that we just delight in it and we thrill in it and we love it every moment of our life? We thrill in it, we thrill in it, we thrill in it, and it is great. It is really great. It is really fantastic. Can we say that? Oh, you bet we can. You bet we can. Because our life can be poetry. Our life can be harmony. Our life can be goodness. Our life can be peace. Our life can be joy. Our life can be wonder. Every time I look at my dog, Rick, I see an animal that is just designed for petting. He's designed for loving. He's designed for having fun and being himself. He's designed for going out and looking for adventure. He's going out and finding fun. And everything he does is just a joy. And the minute I say to him, all right, Rex, now you'll walk next to me. And we will walk around our path here and just enjoy it together. And Rex says, oh, good, I like that. I like that when I can walk with my alpha person, with my master. I like that when I can walk with someone who's in charge of me. I like that. And when he walks with me, and he walks with me as I am in charge and I hold the leash, he finds that everything is beautiful and good and wonderful. He finds that everything is exciting and filled with magic and filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with everything that's exciting. Yes, indeed he does. And I look down at him, and he looks up at me, and his eyes are worshipful. His eyes are delighted. He says, hi, Dad, how you doing? Now, if he's not thinking that, that's what I'm thinking he's thinking. So he's thinking that. And every time I look at him, as I think that he's thinking what I'm thinking, he's thinking what I'm thinking, and we're having a great time together, and we're doing great things together. I make my world a bowl of cherries. I make my life a bowl of cherries. It's so wonderful. It's by my choice. My life is a bowl of cherries, and it is wonderful and joyful and fantastic all the time. Now, it is this way for only one reason. It is this way because I have named it and claimed it. It is this way because I have said it is so. And I talk to the different monks here on the campus of the monastery. And I say, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful. Every organ, action, function of your body is perfect. Every desire of your heart is being met right now. It is fulfilled right now. It is you right now. And they say, yes, 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 yes. And they say, I feel so good when I'm with you. Well, do it to yourself. Do it to yourself. See your life as a bowl of cherries. See your life as the fulfillment of every glorious and good and beautiful thing that you could ever imagine for yourself. See it for yourself. See it now. See it yourself. Yourself see it. And as you see it, wow, how great it is. But you must do the seeing. It's up to you to say, my life is a bowl of cherries. Rex says his life's a bowl of cherries. When I say to Rex, no, don't do that. He says, why not? He does not say, why not? He says, okay. And he's off to something else. I say, Rex, do this. He says, okay. He doesn't say, I don't want to, or I will. He says, okay, and it's done. He does everything that I speak my word for him to do because he is my dog. He does everything that I want him to do. I say, Rex, you're whole and perfect. And if he has to bump his toe or something, he's whole and perfect. And he comes up to me with a pricker in his leg or his foot, and I say, Rex, stand still a minute. And he stands still, and I reach down, and I quickly extricate the the little sticker out of him, and he looks at me and says, "Thanks, Ed." And then he goes running on his way, happy as can be. He doesn't think I hurt him. He doesn't think it hurt. It is there, and it is taken care of. All is in divine order. Now, is he going to have some devastating thing take place because he got that picker? No. All is in divine order. His life is a bowl of cherries, and my life is a bowl of cherries, and our world is a bowl of wonderful experiences of happiness and joy, because that's what we have chosen to make it, and that's what we do with it every minute. When I say my life is a bowl of cherries, ask anybody, "Is Herb's life a bowl of cherries?" And they'll say, "Oh, you noticed that, huh? You noticed that. He seems to just know how to make a wonderful thing out of everything. And it all turns up roses." And yes, indeed, it all turns up roses. And it does for you too. Make your life a bowl of cherries today by putting the causes in motion for the experiences that are your reality. And as you do that, it is so. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.